Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The South Dakota Department of Tourism has released numbers from 2014. Despite a slow start because of bad weather, Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan says overall, the state's tourism industry had a strong year with a growth of 2.5%, creating a nearly $2 billion impact on the state's economy. The numbers were released during last week's Governor's Conference on Tourism, and Jim Hagan joins us on the line from Pierre. And Secretary Hagan, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's good to be on.
I'm assuming that you're happy with these numbers.
Yes, very happy. It was a good solid year for us. I had to laugh with our industry because it seems like every spring for the last couple of years we're dealing with cold weather. It's rainy. It's snowy into late May and in June this year. And you forget. I mean, June was a really challenging month for us in the Black Hills. Two tornadoes out in the Black Hills, which is unusual. We had the flooding near Spearfish. You know, a lot of thunderstorms in that area. And so, and then you looked at the fall, and here on September 11th, Rapid City sees the most snowfall since 1888. So always a lot of challenges, but the thing I love about the visitor industry in South Dakota is they are an optimistic lot, or we are an optimistic lot, and they just persevere through everything, through rain and shine. So despite all of those challenges and a much more competitive environment, Carl, I mean, we're seeing other state tourism offices and even cities get much, much more aggressive in trying to attract visitors. So whether it be the state of Minnesota or Iowa or Nebraska or Wisconsin, or even cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Des Moines, or Omaha, it's very competitive. So I was really pleased with the numbers.
So what do you do then, given the competitive nature? How do you make South Dakota stand out among the other states and cities as well?
Right, good question. And it really behooves us to make sure that we're in the right markets, that we're running really strong media schedules and have a good combination of television buys and print buys and newspaper buys, and we're doing things with public relations and guerrilla marketing that are working. And then that we're really focusing on those major attractions, those major draws, those anchor tenants, if you will, in the state that will attract visitors. So we've had a good campaign the last couple of years called Your American Journey. Just last Thursday night, the governor unveiled a new campaign for us called My Great Place. And we're really excited. We had a great success with Your American Journey the last couple of years, but we're really, really excited about this campaign because it just feels very authentic. And it's My Great Place is a physical location, but it's also a state of mind. And it's personal, and it can be different for every visitor. So their great place could be inspiring or genuine or patriotic or cultural or welcoming or helpful or passionate, all these different things. So one thing that we are seeing with marketing is that, especially with our millennial travelers, they really want to see marketing that's authentic. They don't want to see anything that's really canned and overly produced. So I think this new campaign is going to be very effective for us.
In looking at the statistics from tourism for 2014, one thing that stands out is that 9% of visitor spending that came from international visitors. So we're seeing an increase in this has been going on for a couple of years now, hasn't it?
There's no question. There is no question. In fact, tour buses carrying foreign visitors were up 14.6% at our info centers this year, which is huge. And because of an entity called Brand USA, which was established by the Travel Promotion Act in 2009, the USA finally has a marketing arm that is helping destinations like South Dakota reach consumers in international markets. So we just recently completed a multi-channel marketing campaign, which included targeted emails in print and digital marketing in the United Kingdom. And we've done two multi-channel marketing campaigns in Germany. One is currently going on right now, and actually we'll be starting a campaign in about 2 months in Australia. So yeah, we continue to see international visitors play an important role in our visitor industry, and especially from the UK, Germany, the Australian market we entered a couple years ago, more as a trade-to-trade or business-to-business outreach, but this is the first time we'll actually be reaching consumers. But Brand USA has really allowed our state to start reaching millions of consumers in these markets. So Chinese visitors, we're seeing a great number of Chinese visitors. They especially are drawn to our national monuments like Mount Rushmore or Crazy Horse Memorial, as an example. They like Native American culture and Old West history, so I only see that number continuing to grow.
Now you mentioned the interest in Chinese tourists and those things that they can find in South Dakota. Is that the same for people from the UK and Germany and Australia?
Yeah, we see those numbers continue to grow, but the Chinese are just dominating the world scene right now. They're just, you know, discretionary. Their incomes are growing so rapidly, especially the middle class in China, and they have so much discretionary income at their disposal. So the average Chinese visitor, Carl, when they come to the United States, is spending about 3 weeks here, and they're spending, on average, per visitor, on average, $7,000 per visitor. So it's really, that market's going to continue to explode, and it will for our state. One thing that we are seeing, too, that research is showing is we've had international visitors definitely exploring the coasts of the United States. They've been on the West Coast, they've been on the East Coast, but they're now turning their attention inward, and they really want to experience what we call the real America or the true America, great outdoor adventures, you know, the great outdoors period. And so we've got that in spades, and it's going to be exciting to see those visitors come.
Well, what sort of challenge does that create for the tourism industry itself in South Dakota and having foreign tourists, especially those from China?
Yeah, in fact, that's a really good question. At next year's tourism conference, we actually met this morning, already starting to plan next year's tourism conference. We're talking about having a session that is focused on international visitors, but really focused on Chinese visitors, because they do have expectations when they come to the United States that are much different from other international visitors. So say you would take someone from the United Kingdom, their expectations or their wants when they're here aren't really any different from what we would experience as Americans going over to the UK. But the Chinese are a little different. I mean, they expect when they get to the hotel they would like hot tea. They want hot tea in the morning. They expect slippers in their rooms. Just these little things that we're not really used to seeing with our international visitors, that we just really need to be cognizant of and become familiar with. So that's actually a session that we'll put on next year at our tourism conference. But I think, you know, looking at international visitors as a whole, whether they come from Central or South America or from Europe or from China, we just need to be aware of those nuances in their travel habits and expectations. So that's something that we'll make sure that our industry is well aware of.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with South Dakota Secretary of Tourism Jim Hagan. Numbers for 2014 were released last week. And looking at some of the year-over-year comparisons, there are a couple of places where the numbers are down. Inquiries to the South Dakota Department of Tourism down about 13%. Visitors, unique visitors to the Travel South Dakota website down 2%. Reasons for concern there?
Not really. You know, we took a hard look at what was going on there, and at the end of the season, Carl, there really wasn't any rhyme or reason. And when we visited with some of our partners around the state, and then I visited with some of my colleagues around the country, they were seeing the same sort of thing. And I think there's a couple things at play. Number one is we're seeing a little less interest in travel websites in terms of actually sitting down at a computer. I mean, mobile is growing like crazy. The other thing that may account for a little dip in our numbers is historically South Dakota Tourism, with our marketing partners around the state, and we have a number of cooperative marketing partnerships with Rapid City CVB or the Sioux Falls CVB or the Aberdeen CVB, et cetera, we used to drive all of that traffic to tourism's website, travelsouthdakota.com, but we made the decision about a year ago to actually drive that traffic back to those local sites. We thought it was important that people experience those local sites, so that could account for the dip as well. So I am not concerned about it as well. We're going to be launching a new website here in about 30 to 35 days at travelsouthdakota.com, and we'll watch really closely to see what traffic is doing, but I'm not concerned about those dips.
Been talking about 2014, looking ahead to this year, 2015, what do you expect? More growth?
I do. We're really optimistic about 2015. I'm excited about every tourism season that we enter, but 2015 just really has the potential to be extra special. And the reason I say that is, one, We have the 75th anniversary of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and it, by all estimates, we're expecting up to 1 million potential visitors for that motorcycle rally, which is just off the charts, and it is generating a ton of interest around the country. Two, we have the 50th anniversary of the Custer State Park Buffalo Roundup. That 50th anniversary of the Buffalo Roundup was named the number one event in the country by the American Bus Association for visitors to come and see. A couple other things. In December, we had Lonely Planet and Frommer's, two huge, well-respected travel and tourism outlets. Each lists South Dakota as one of their top 10 destinations for Americans to visit in 2015. So it is really, I think, going to shape up to be a very special summer. When you look at what gas prices are doing today, everything I'm reading shows that gas prices will stay steady through the summer, potential increase in the fall, but steady through the summer, being low. Our new campaign, which, again, I just explained, we're really excited about. Everything, I think, is just coming together for it to be an extra special year. Now, there are things that are outside our control. You can never control unrest in the Middle East and what could happen with gas prices and things like that. But I can't worry about those. All I can worry about is those things that we can control, and that's our message, and that's how we treat visitors once they get to South Dakota. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic and really excited about things.
Can't control the weather either.
Can't control the weather either. That's the other thing, as much as I try.
Yeah. What is the tourism industry like this time of year, sort of the mid to late winter months as we get into early spring before Memorial Day comes, which is sort of the unofficial beginning of the summer season?
Right, and that's a good question. So we just finished up our tourism conference last week and just had really three spectacular days, about 650 attendees, which we have one of the largest tourism conferences in the country. So dynamic speakers, you just can't beat our industry. I just love them all. I mean, they're just so enthusiastic and excited. So this time, I mean, we are hosting visitors throughout the winter months. I'd love to see that traffic grow in the coming years, too, to see us become more of a year-round destination. But this is also a time that's busy for a lot of the folks in the industry. I mean, they're plotting and they're planning and they're fixing and doing maintenance work as we gear up for the peak season 2015. So there's never really a lull. There are always things to be done in order to improve for the next season. So they're just as busy now as they probably were in the middle of the peak season.
But yeah, like I said, they need this sort of time to get ready for everything that happens.
Exactly.
We only have about a minute here, and I'm thinking of this time of year again. Are there certain things you think that you could do to market this time of year in South Dakota to get more visitors here?
Yeah, and in fact, this year we are doing a little bit more digital marketing with our winter and featuring more of our snowmobiling across the state and some of our winter sports, especially at our ski resorts. And I do think there are some things, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of budget in terms of having as much money as you'd like to. But I do think there's digital marketing is so affordable and you can be so strategic with it. So I'd like to see us do a little bit more in the coming years just to put an emphasis on the winter months. Some of the challenges that we've had in recent winters is just we haven't had the amount of snow that we would like. And so you promote some of these things and then people come out and they're just like, there's just not as much snow as we thought there would be to get on these snowmobile trails, et cetera. But last year was a good winter, this year is a pretty good winter so far. So, yeah, I look forward, and I know my team does too, to look at ways that we can continue to be more of a year-round destination.
All right. Well, Secretary Hagan, I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate you having us on.